the spillover effect. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Economics professor Scott Cunningham says there is evidence of a general upward trend of methamphetamine production in the U.S. His primary research focus shows the increase in meth is linked to an increase in child foster care. However, he says the damaging effects of the drug don't end there.
A 10% increase in methamphetamine causes a 15% increase in foster care admissions, and it does it primarily by increasing the number of kids entering foster care through child abuse channels and child neglect channels. The reason why that's relevant is just to simply remind us, I think, that there are what economists call externalities, external damages from methamphetamine use and methamphetamine production.
Cunningham says communities struggle to attract new business to an area plagued with meth problems, and meth users spend less on purchasing legal products from established local businesses. Areas hit hard by meth use also see a reduction in labor productivity.
You've got workers that aren't working as hard. They're not showing up to work. They're, you know, in treatment. They're in prison. They're having their kids taken away from them, which can be extremely, you know, psychologically distressing. And all of this ultimately feeds back into the firms that hire those people for work.
The rise in meth production has devastating effects on the future of thriving communities. More families are being torn apart, and its far-reaching effects, like devaluation of property, affect the entire community. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.